Chazor zeichen nishmas b'chach echas v'shvag v'am yudim zeichen b'chach daf samach dalet. If second my rabbi asks, maybe we consider Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah who holds that we have to limit the melacha done for the yomer when it's brewed on Shabbos and cut only 3 saw of barley instead of the usual 5 saw that needed to make the flour, the fine flour. Maybe he shares the opinion of Chanina Skana Kahana in our Mishnah who said that when the barley of the yomer was cut on Shabbos it was done by one person with one sickle with one box instead of 3 people, 3 sickles and 3 boxes. And furthermore, maybe the Rabbi Shmuel would agree with Rabbanon over there and hold that 3 people should do it even on Shabbos because it makes them more of a public matter, which we want to do. Or maybe the Rabbi Chanina would only hold that way regarding the cutting, since even with one person, the job will be fully accomplished. But in the case of processing the flour, since 5 saw will result in better quality flour, maybe he would agree to 5 saw is processed even on Shabbos. In fact, Rabbi Rashi asks, maybe Rabbi Shmuel shares the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says in a Mishnah that if witnesses saw the new moon when it's clearly visible and it was on Shabbos, they should not be Mechal Shabbos to travel and give their testimony, because we could assume that other people that are closer to Bezin saw it as well. But if it's not clearly visible when they saw it, they should be Mechal Shabbos to travel to Bezin. We see that he holds that we should minimize Chal Shabbos. And furthermore, maybe Rabbi Shmuel would agree with our Rabbanon over there, who say that in either case they should travel so as not to cause them in the future not to travel, because they figured, oh, other people saw it as well. But it's very different than our case, where it's about processing the additional flour. Or you could say that maybe Rabbi Yossi only holds that way over there, because without their malacha, the desired result takes place. Someone will give testimony. However, with the 5 saw of barley, which it could produce, maybe it produces a more refined flour, and therefore you need the 5. You can't do less than the 5. Zaktimar, we learned if a person checked the 2 animals for the musuf chatos of Shabbos, when only one is actually needed, so Rabba or Rabami say he's chayev chatos, since he was domishoy for the shechita of the second animal, and he's part of the shechita of the first animal. Now this is so even if he ultimately uses the second animal for the carbon, and even if the first animal is found to be a low quality animal. How could Rabba have said? How could he have said this when he says elsewhere that if there are 2 animals that have been designated for a tzibris chatos and only one is needed, one which is lean and one that is more healthy, robust, and on Shabbos a person first shechted the healthy one and then the lean one, he's chayiv for the second shechita. However, if he first shechted the lean one then the healthy one, he's potter. Even more, if he shechted the lean one first, we would tell him, go ahead and shech the healthy one and bring that one instead. We have to remove mention of the lean animal from the first teaching. Or we can just say that the first teaching was said by Rabbi Ami and not by Rabba. Affecting more, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, what if the animal was found to be lean only after the second shechita? Do we follow his intent, which was to do a shechita that was not allowed, since he didn't know that the first one was lean at that time? Or do we follow his action? And since it turns out that the first one was lean, so the shechita of the second animal was allowed to be done. Affecting more, Rav Ashi said, this would seem to be a subject of a machlek between Rav and Rabba. We have learned if a person heard that there's a child drowning on Shabbos and he then spread out a net only with intent to catch fish, and he caught fish, and only fish, then he'd be chayiv. If along with the fish he saves the child, Rava says chayiv, Rabba says potter. Now even Rabba presumably only holds his way because we can assume that since he heard about the child, he must have intended to save the child as well. However, had he not even heard about the child, even Rabba would say he's chayiv. We see that they both would hold that we follow the intent of the act and not the actual act. All the Seder Rashi said that the question is actually the point of machlokes between Rava and Rabba, with Rava holding that we follow the intent, Rabba says he's saying it's potter because we follow the actual act. Zakti Gemar, Rabbi said, if there's a sick person who needed to eat a dried fig on Shabbos and 10 people ran and each of them brought a dried fig, they're each Mechal Shabbos either by picking it off the tree or carrying it through the Rabbim. So they're all potter. This is true even if they did not all bring it at the same time and even if the sick person had already recovered because he ate a dried fig from someone who brought it to him earlier. Rava asked, what if there was a sick person who needed to eat 2 dried figs on Shabbos and we can either pick 2 figs off the tree, each on its own stem, so there would be 2 distinct acts of cutting, or we can cut off a different stem that has 3 figs coming from it, so it would be less cutting, but you're taking off more figs. Which should we do? As Mar says, Pashut. We cut off the one stem that has the 3 figs on it. Even Rabbi Shmuel, who says to use less barley, he says do so because it results in less malacha being done. But in this case, taking the extra fig actually causes less malacha to be done. He would therefore agree that 1 stem with the 3 figs is the one that should be cut. Zok, the next mission of the mitzvah of the Omer is to bring the barley from a place closest to Yerushalayim. If the barley closest to Yerushalayim is not fully ripened, then it may be brought from any place. It once happened that the barley for the Omer was brought from Gagai's Tzrifim, and the wheat for the Shtei Alechem was brought from the valley of Ein Soicher. Why should it be brought from near Yerushalayim? The Gemara says, either because the pasuk says caramel, which teaches it should be soft, and if it's brought, it has to travel a distance, it'll get hard in the meantime, or because of the rule of Eim Avir and Alamitzvah, we don't pass over an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Mishnah said, Maisa Shebo Hoimer, Migaga Srifim. Abraisa explains that when the Chashmonoi kings were fighting against each other, those inside Yerushalayim every day would send out money to those besieging on the outside, and in return, they would send up a basket over the wall with an animal to use for the carbon tumet. There was one elderly man inside who had Inu Chachma Sivanis, and he told the people on the outside, he sent them a message, if you stop sending the animals for the carbon tamid, they would be able to, you would be able to conquer it on the inside. The next day, the people sent out the money, and they sent up a pig in the basket. Halfway up the wall, the pig dug its nails into the wall, preventing it from going up any further, and all of Eretz Yisrael shook. It was at that time that the Rabbanan said, curses the person who raises pigs, and curses the person who teaches his son, Chochmas Yevonis. It was regarding that year that we learned that it once happened that the barley of the army was brought from Gagas Trifim, and the wheat from Shtei Alechem was brought from the valley of Ein Soicher, because they had destroyed all the lands all around. Marius explains, when it came time for the army, they didn't know where to go for the barley, because like we said, the army on the outside had destroyed all the surrounding crops. So they announced that whoever knows where they can get barley, where there's barley growing, should come and tell them. A mute person came and symbolized something to them. Mordechai was there. He was able to determine that the person was trying to say that you can find barley in Gagai Strifim. When it came time for the Shtei Alechem, a similar story happened. They didn't know where to find wheat. Again, a mute man came and again made some symbol. Again, Mordechai was able to determine he was trying to tell them wheat can be found in Ein Soicher. Mar says there was once three women, each of who brought a pair of birds as kabanas. One said her pair was for her ziva, second said her pair was for her yama, the third said her pair was for her oina. Those that were there, they thought that each woman was bringing the pairs of birds for being a zava, meaning ziva referring to zava, yama referring to a sea, symbolizing a flow of blood, oina referring to her time, again a flow of blood, which would mean that one bird in each pair was for a chatas, one's for an oila. Mordechai said, no. Ziva may mean that she was bleeding so much that she was in danger of dying, she'd bring a carbon to thank Hashem. Both oilers. Yama may refer to her having been in danger on the sea. Again, both oilers. Oina may be some type of danger that happened to her eye. And again, in which case, all birds were brought as oilers. They researched the matter and found that Mamash, like Mordechai had said. The story illustrates what taught in the Mishnah that says that Psachia, who was Mordechai, was in charge of the pairs of birds. He was called by the name Psachia because he opened and explained many difficult topics and spoke 70 languages. In fact, all the Sanhedrin knew 70 languages, so why is that considered to have made Mordechai special? But he knew how to combine languages and explain them.